Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On my recent visit to Germany, I also visited Trier, the famous German city of Trier, which is looked upon as the oldest city of Germany. But some say it's actually the oldest city of Europe. It's a remarkable city, and it has a lot to do with biblical prophecy, as I will show you in this program. First, when you go to Wikipedia, you find the following interesting statement about Trier. It says, according to the Gesta Treverorum, something I'm going to talk about in a moment, the city was founded by Trebeta, an Assyrian prince, centuries before ancient Rome. He was the son of Ninus, king of Assyria, by a wife prior to his marriage to Queen Semiramis, his stepmother. Semiramis despised him, and when she took over the kingdom after the death of his father, Ninus, Trebeta left Assyria and went to Europe. After wandering for a time, he led a group of colonizers to settle at Trier around 2000 BC in what is now Germany. Trebeta is also reputed to have been at Strasbourg, France. Upon his death, his body was cremated on Petersberg by the people of Trier. Now, several years ago, I wrote a booklet in the German language about Germany in prophecy. And we are in the process right now to translate that into the English language. And I have in front of me a draft already of that English translation. And I'd like to read to you a little bit from that booklet as it refers to the city of Trier. First, we are talking about Troy. Now, the city of Troy fell in 1183 BC into Greek hands. This occurred during the time of the biblical judges, about 200 years after King Solomon. Well-known poet Plato tells us that Troy was an Assyrian sanctuary. The Assyrian king Tartarenus sent the Trojans during the war weapons and soldiers, and when Troy was finally captured after a 10-year siege, an Assyrian soldier named Bravo fled Troy and migrated to Europe, where he settled in the area around Trier. An old chronicle of these events tells us Bravo was filled with joy there, talking about the area of Trier, to meet the descendants of the Assyrians who had followed Trebeta. And that brings us now to the city of Trier and to this interesting and famous legend that Trebeta, an Assyrian king, founded Trier long before the Romans ever went there. In the market square in Trier, you will find a building called Das Rote Haus, or if you translate that in English, the Red House. And we are quoting here from our booklet, the English translation. And as I go through this program, you will find that we are showing you from time to time pictures of events surrounding Trier and locations surrounding Trier and in Trier, which we took when we went to Germany. It says in our booklet that a Latin inscription on the house proclaims that Trier existed 1,300 years before the founding of Rome. Now, Rome was founded in 753 BC. If the inscription is true, then Trier was already in existence at the time of Abraham and Noah. German school books and newspaper articles about Trier tell us a legend whereupon Trier had been built 4,000 years before by the Assyrian king Trebeta. Supposedly, the name Trier is derived from Trebeta. Joseph Beal wrote in German lands, or in Deutschen Landen, on page 69, that the people of Trier claim that their city is the oldest in all of Europe. Trier was founded by Trebeta, a son of the famous Assyrian king Ninus. That Ninus was in fact an Assyrian king is, for example, confirmed by Diodorus of Sicily. And then we go on to explain in our booklet that the idea is that King Ninus, when he died, left behind his son, Trebeta, but his stepmother, Trebeta's stepmother Semiramis, a wicked woman, tried to have sexual intercourse with him. And so Trebeta fled and finally arrived with his soldiers, with the many people following him, in Trier, where he then settled. Now, of course, there is another building on the marketplace next to the Rote Haus, das Rote Haus, the Red House, and that is called Steipe, meaning stairs. And at one time, we were told that in the second floor of this building, there would be a huge painting picturing Trebeta, picturing Ninus, showing that Tribeta actually had founded the city of Trier. Now let me also, in passing, remark that after Nineveh fell, the Assyrians went into all kinds of different directions, but most went towards Western Europe. And it is interesting that we have a quote from Jeremy. Now Jeremy lived around 340 AD during the time of the great Indo-European migrations. And in one of his letters in the Nicene and Post-Nicene Fathers, he wrote that Assur or Assyria is joined with them, making the claim that when the Indo-Germanic tribes migrated into Europe, Assyria was one of them. And it's interesting that if Tribeta in fact did found Trier, the Assyrian king, and the Assyrians settled already at that time, that then later Assyrians would join with them. But there are many more proofs, actually, that today's Germans are in fact the descendants of the ancient Assyrians. But now when we went to Trier, I was of course very interested finding all these places, and so we went to, first of all, the tourist office, and I picked up several booklets on Trier. Here's another one. And all these booklets, they have all kinds of pictures in there, of course, and the tourist office is close to the very famous Porta Nigra, the Black Gate, as it's called. And of course, the idea is that the Romans erected that, but the citizens of Trier have a different version. They say that existed long before the Romans ever came to Trier. Anyhow, this tourist office is next to this Porta Nigra. And all these booklets point out, on the very first page, that the legend has it that Trier was founded by this Assyrian king, Tribeta. Now, I picked up some more books, and here's one which is actually a children's book on the history of Trier, but it's recommended by the mayor of Trier. And here is another one, a very old book. It was published in 1850 or so. But all these books talk about the very interesting fact that Tribeta founded Trier. Now, I mentioned the Red House, das Rote Haus, and I mentioned the Latin inscription. In fact, this is what that Latin inscription says, and I'm taking this from this book for children. Ante Romam Treveris statit annis mille tricentis, perstet et aeterna pace fruatur, amen. And when we translate that loosely from the Latin into English, it says something along the lines that before there was Rome, there was Trier. It existed 1,300 years before Rome. It says, let it exist and let it continue in eternal peace. And then this book also talks about this legend that, again, Tribeta had to flee from Semiramis and that he then moved towards Western Europe and settled in Trier. This book here, which is a very old book, as I mentioned, talks a little bit about the idea how this legend came into existence, how it was actually recorded. And I mentioned earlier the very famous Gestis Trevirorum. Now, this is a collection of writings, and it goes back to the monk Matthias. And he lived in about 900 AD, and he is the one who actually put all these legends together, reduced them to writing. So the legends existed long before he reduced them to writing. And these legends begin with a story that Tribeta founded Trier. Now, then we were looking for this very famous painting, and we went to the Steipe in the second floor, but we didn't find any painting there because now in that building there is a museum for children. But they told us that actually there is another museum, and in that museum, which is very close to the Porta Nigra, I could find, and we could find, that painting. So we actually went back to that museum, which was close to the tourist office, and lo and behold, there we found the painting. And this book actually already, which was published in 1850 or so, already describes this painting, describes the fact that Tribeta is pictured there, King Ninus is pictured there, and Tribeta is declared as being the one who has founded Trier. And then it also has all kinds of writings in ancient German language on that painting to the effect that it was Queen Semiramis who wanted to marry this Trebeta. Trebeta had to flee, and then he settled in Trier. And as we are discussing this, you are seeing those excerpts from this painting, which we actually took in that museum, and it very clearly portrays and performs and portrays actually Trebeta, that he is the one who has founded Trier. Now again, as I said, all by itself that's interesting information, but in light of the bigger picture, we are finding here another proof that it is actually an Assyrian king who has founded the oldest city of Germany and, according to legend, the oldest still existing city of Europe. And why would an Assyrian king do that? And why would he settle down? And why would later Assyrians come to him, like this soldier Bravo, and also much later those Indo-Germanian Germanic tribes, and Assyria, as we have said, was one of them, unless there is a connection? And the connection, my friends, clearly is that Assyria today can be found in Germany. And once we understand that, once we understand, and as I said, there are many more proofs, we are pointing them out in our German booklet on Europe or Germany in prophecy, and we are going to also have this translated soon and published in the English language. And all of this put together makes the biblical prophecy and what the Bible tells us about end-time Assyria much more vivid, much more relevant. Because then we can understand what is in store. We are reading that Assyria, actually, is going to attack the lost tribes of the house of Israel. And we need to know who they are. And people today think the Jews comprise all the tribes of Israel. That's not true at all. The Jews, in other words, actually the house of Judah, is just a small portion of ancient Israel. And that's why it's called the 10 lost tribes, those tribes who were never part of Judah. But they are somewhere today. And we have also proof for the fact that they can be found today mainly in Great Britain and the British Commonwealth nations, including Canada, Australia, and so on, and New Zealand, and also, of course, the United States of America. And when you read that modern Assyria is going to attack and conquer the modern lost tribes of the house of Israel just prior to Christ's return, then you need to realize what is going to happen in the very near future. So thank you very much for watching, and I like to leave you with a few more pictures from this very interesting city of Trier, which in fact has so many more secrets than most people realize. So thanks again. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program. Thank you.